I'll tell you in the morning, she said. When the first light comes into the sky, and the sparrows stir, and the cows rattle their chains, when the rooster crows and the stars fade, when early cars whisper along the highway, you look up here and I'll show you something. I will show you my masterpiece. Before she finished the sentence, Wilbur was asleep. She could tell by the sound of his breathing that he was sleeping peacefully, deep in the straw. Miles away at the Arables' house, the men sat around the kitchen table eating a dish of canned peaches and talking over the events of the day. Upstairs, Avery was already in bed and asleep. Mrs. Arable was tucking Fern into bed. "Did you have a good time at the fair?" she asked as she kissed her daughter. Fern nodded. "I had the best time I have ever had anywhere or any time in all of my whole life." "Well," said Mrs. Arable, "isn't that nice?"